Your chance at the Loaded Louie happens at 8:30.
All right, so here is the deal. It's been a rough week for a lot of people, and sometimes you just had one job. You just couldn't make it through that one job. You failed. You forgot to pick up the kids. You didn't grab the milk. You forgot to grab the binky when you left to go out to eat, and your baby cried the entire dinner. That is why we go around the world, around the city, and around this room.
You had one job!
Let's take a trip back in time to back in December of 2017, where three videos were posted online which showed Navy pilots and supposedly, allegedly, UFOs. I posted these on my Facebook and said it looks real, people, and y'all ripped me.
Of course you did.
Y'all said it wasn't real. Y'all said aliens don't exist. You all said this is fabricated nonsense. Well, guess what? The Navy has addressed these videos, and they are real, and they feature, quote, unexplained aerial phenomena. So, for all the haters who said it wasn't real, who came at me, bro, like, you can't believe in aliens because they don't exist. Well, the government says they do. You needed to believe at the time. You had one job.
You really think they're real?
Oh, my gosh. I thought they were real then. It's not like this is something I'm just coming up with now. There are aliens. Now, do I believe that my uncle saw them when he was drunk and ended up naked on the front yard? Probably not. This? Yes.
Then I think we've got something to say to you.
You have one job.
That is so harsh. I did not see that coming.
So every once in a while, people, especially Lauren Kelly, like to make fun of me because I read the Houston Chronicle. And Lauren likes to pretend I'm 87 years old because I still read the newspaper.
It's no problem, Jeff. They just have one online. It's a lot cleaner. You have to get your fingers dirty.
So yesterday I was doing the Sudoku puzzle in the Houston Chronicle. And on the very next page, my wife Jillian walks by and was very, very angry to see a particular article. Headline, is your child's backpack too heavy? T.O. heavy.
Oh, no.
To which Jillian, a former teacher, circled the T.O. a couple of times.
Because of course she circled it.
Come on. I forwarded the picture to the Houston Chronicle with the caption, my ex-teacher wife is available as a freelance editor, Houston Chronicle. They've yet to get back to us. However, when your job is writing things grammatically correct, you might want to write everything grammatically correct. You had one job.
Most days when we get to work before the show starts, Jeff Sheen will get us both Diet Cokes, and he wraps them up in a wet paper towel, puts them in the freezer for about half an hour or so, so they cool down to the perfect temperature for us to drink.
Yep.
And most days, Jeff remembers he's done this and gets the Coke out of the freezer before they get too frozen. T-O-O. But for some reason, today he got distracted and left them in just a little or 45 minutes too long.
It was like an hour and a half.
Anyways, Jeff grabbed the Cokes, brought them in the studio, opened his right away. Explosion! Whoops! Should have waited a little longer to open up that can. Jeff warns me, don't open your Coke yet. You just saw what happened to mine. You need to wait at least 20 minutes. Me, I don't need to wait. I can't wait for this super frozen Bitsy Coke. I need to drink it now. Also me, opens can. Not half a second into getting the can open, the frozen can explodes all over me, and I get an I told you so from one said Jeff Sheen. So to Jeff, who by now definitely knows how long it takes to freeze our Diet Cokes to the perfect Bitsy temperatures, all you had to do was remember how long you had that Coke in there.
It's my fault!
But to myself, who also knows better and am very stubborn and chose not to listen to Jeff, who legit just had his Coke explode on him 3 seconds before, I had one job.
And don't blow your one job. We've got Loaded Louie
after Alessia Cara.